979 The Huel, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending out there. Hello.
Hello. I'm Victor Lewis.
Good.
And I have something that is probably going to get me in trouble somewhere with somebody. I don't believe everything should be accessible to everyone all the time. And I would like to clarify this statement by saying that this is Pokemon related.
Okay.
Because when I was but a young child, the Pokemon video games were sold in two versions, red and blue, gold and silver. Yeah. And each version had one or two Pokemon that were only present in that version. If you got red and you want the Pokemon from blue to finish your Pokedex, boy, howdy, you better make a friend.
We had to walk uphill both ways in the snow to shove a Squirtle in a ball.
It was cool. It was cool to know that you can't have this, and in order to find it, you need to go make a friend. You would ask people, hey, do you have red or blue? Well, I've got blue. Man, hello. I've got Pokemon you need. You've
Back
got something I need.
Back in my day, we played video games in person with sticks.
Yes, we did. The link cable was a thing. We played video games in person, split-screen games. It was a golden era, I tell you what. And I tied the onion to my belt because it was the style at the time. And I'm bringing all of this up because there is a cadre. Is that how you say the word? Cadre?
Cadre? Yes.
Cadre. There's a cadre of people who were just incensed at an event taking place in Pokemon Go that is region specific. There is a Pokemon that is currently highlighted that you can only capture in Mexico. It is exclusive to Mexico. And people are just like, oh, what? I'm just supposed to travel to Mexico to get this Pokemon?
Why do you think it was co-sponsored by the Mexican Tourism Board?
I mean, you don't have to be mad about it. It's okay that this gets to be special
Victor,
for somebody.
Yes, I do have to be mad about it. It's the internet.
It's the internet.
Mad is the only emotion that's allowed.
You're either allowed intense anger or intense enthusiasm, and it's a good thing that I have both of those things.
Also, Schadenfreude is allowed, but those are the three.
Yeah, and it also helps that the Pokemon that's exclusive to Mexico looks just rad. It's like a winged fighting Pokemon. It's sick. We've got other trends to talk about, though. How much time is left?
A couple minutes.
Did you ever participate in one of those walks for a certain cause, like Walk for a Cure and the other related things?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so my experience with them
is... Chapel Hill. I MC three of those every year.
That's true. My experience with those is that you have a set group of people who are your donors. For every mile that I walk, you will contribute this much to the organization, right? That sponsorship is part of it. And I found myself trying to figure out how this headline actually worked. Boy who slept in a tent for 3 years is finally coming inside. This boy sleeping in a tent for 3 years raised $837,000 for hospitals, specifically nurses in the UK. And I was wondering, how did this make money? What fundraising opportunities did a boy sleeping in a tent for 3 years encounter that allowed almost $1 million worth of donations?
Okay, several things pop immediately to mind. I don't know how this kid did it, but you could do the walk style of, you know, give me 25 cents for every mile I walk, or give me $50 for every mile, probably $50 for every mile I walk. 25 cents seems low, but like $1 for every day I stay outside. And then if I stay out for $800 or 800 days, you raise $800 just from one donor. And you do that a whole bunch of times. The other thing is, I'm sure since, you know, these kids today are just on the tweets and on the tickety-talks all the time. I'm sure he was on social media, right? Like, I'm sure he was documenting this and probably getting sponsorships and picking up followers and making money with all of the followers that he picked up.
I love that this is now the old man trend segment. They're on the tickety-talks. Back in my day, you couldn't have all the Pokemon.
And the tweet bots and the jingle jangles.
Well, how it actually worked is all of those things in concert. It's just the news cycle. He was newsworthy as being that kid that is still in his tent outside. Let's check in on the tent kid and see what the tent kid is doing today.
I want to know why he stopped.
He stopped because he was outside for 3 years. That's literally what this story is like. He's having one last big fundraising event. He's going to throw a party.
Right.
There's going to be, like, bands, and they're going to have movie memorabilia. The game board from Jumanji is going to be
all
there.
All of this is racking up donations sale, and the bands are donating their time,
Every time someone posts about him, he gets a little bit more notoriety, and that sort of led me to the conclusion that anybody can raise a good amount of funds if you just have something unique that you're willing to do or can do. It's just an eternal talent show. What can you do today?
Exactly.
That will get you in the news cycle to raise money for a good cause. And I mean, don't know if that's cool or not, but I'm erring more on the side of, yeah, that's neat.